not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
Gather round, it is a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Your top stories this evening. Today. And welcome our worldwide audience. Stream it live. Have fun in the comments section with our Facebook Live.
Hey, Hanksters.
So, yeah, it is the five-year anniversary, basically, of COVID. And Google thought it would be fun yesterday to remind us, just like Facebook does all the time, about things we'd rather forget. Google shared some of the top things we were Googling when COVID hit. Five years ago.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Okay. They came out with a top 10, but the top five at-home searches were COVID tests at home, workouts at home, jobs at home, fun things at home, and Harry Potter at home.
Harry Potter?
Hey, we were looking for anybody to come up with an answer.
I was
going to
say, cast a spell. Okay? Go, Harry.
Coronavirus obliviosa. Ton of people bought standing desks. Loungewear was number 7. DIY started trending early at 6. We were already bored. The top 5 virtual workouts. Boy, you remember the Peloton? Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
It became the Tesla of everything.
Do you remember the commercials for those?
I do.
They got so much
weird. We were all binge watching Tiger King. That was the height of the Tiger King. Virtual museum tours were 3, 2, everybody was learning to make sourdough. I missed that boat. I missed it.
And yeah, then, I was really late on that one.
Number one search on Google 5 years ago, face masks and where to get them.
Yeah, and remember we were making them.
Remember the times we
donating
had.
Them.
So much fun.
Hospitals, ugh, Lord. Oops. So does the world need another soda? No, but we may be getting one anyway. Word is that Ben Stiller is hard at work on a brand new beverage line that would feature low-sugar drinks that are fruity and carbonated. Lucky you, he is currently in the process of raising money to finance all this. And I think he'd appreciate some of your hard-earned cash. He also spent the weekend in Mexico at Justin Theroux's latest wedding. Now, he was Jennifer Aniston's second ex-husband. So they all went down south of the border, had a big party. Jimmy Kimmel and Paul Rudd also were there for the festivities.
Yeah, Poppy over there based in Dallas got bought by Pepsi yesterday for like $3-4 billion or something insane.
We're in the good wrong business.
Yeah. One of the coolest things about being in Nashville, especially at Tootsie's, is you never know who's going to show up. And certainly over this weekend, it surprised everybody. He wasn't on the bill, but jumped up there with a guitar. Ed Sheeran got on the stage and just kind of played a couple of songs in a set. And he said, "This is why I love Nashville. You never know who might just show up." And crowd went wild, nuts. And, of course, that close to St. Paddy's, of course, Ed Sheeran was immediately captured thereafter and is still yet to give up the location of his gold. But I hope he gets released soon.
Yeah, Ed, give it up. So life can be fun and exciting on the road, but sometimes dangerous. Luckily, Megan Maroney has things handled and is ready for action. The country star says she is locked and loaded with a cast iron skillet in a drawer just in case someone breaks into her tour bus. It is not used for cooking. It is simply self-defense. And that would leave a mark.
Very Looney Tunes-like. So it kicks off today, March Madness, baby!
Yeah,
the NCAA basketball tournament. So say goodbye to the college basketball fan in your life for the better part of the next 3-4 weeks and whatnot. They estimate that already a lot has been put down, but $3.1 billion will be legally wagered on this year's men and women's NCAA tournaments. This is from the American Gaming Association. And March Madness overall remains the biggest betting event every year. It outbets the Super Bowl and outgenerates more money, too. So $3.1 billion on the NCAA March Madness tournaments this year. And, of course, that's the just legal stuff. So, I mean, Not that it's necessarily illegal, but the office pools and you buy this, all the, you know, you do your brackets and sing.
Isn't there a grid?
Then Marilyn over in accounting, who's never watched a game in her life, ends up winning when Mount Castle State wins. So congratulations, Marilyn.
We're very proud of you.
Bracket buster.
So most of us have a doppelganger somewhere out there, and Luke Bryan is no exception. He says that he was going fishing with his son, Tate. They ran into a guy at a gas station, and, well, all this transpired.
He's just staring me down. I'm like, oh, yeah, he recognizes me. I walk up to the counter. He goes, man, you look just like Blake Shelton. You're not Blake Shelton, are you? And I said, I'm not Blake Shelton. He goes, you got to get that all the time. I was like, every now and then I get it, but he goes, you're his doppelganger. And, like, I mean, you know who he is. He's on that TV show. I said, yeah, I know who he is. He goes, could you imagine what it would be like to have Blake Shelton's money?
Just so we're clear, wow. Luke Bryan has $165 million. Blake's net worth is about $90.
So. I walk up to the counter. He goes, man.
What a storyteller right there. The effervescent.
It's a meeting of the minds at the bait shop.
Luke Bryan. I bet Blake Shelton's thrilled to hear this news. Yeah.
We're here for you, Blake. Some prayers.
Development on the upcoming Saw 11 has been halted because there are reportedly disagreements at the, quote, managerial level at the movie studio. And I think there's, I think we know how they can settle that.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Would you like to play again?
Grab the cast iron skillet.
And then MTV canceled the movie awards for the second straight year. And the fact that you didn't know it was canceled last year is probably the reason it was.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.